This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Bunny Michael. When you approach your life from the consciousness of your higher self, the knowing how worthy you are, every aspect of your life begins to change. Your relationships, your career, your self-care, your body image, everything. Because this is the process of unlearning the conditioning of our culture that raised us to believe we have to prove ourselves to belong. True success starts with knowing how much you deserve. Following your higher self is an awakening process, and it's no easy feat. But as you will hear from the callers on this podcast, our paths might look different, but our journey is the same. Welcome to EXO Higher Self. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 55. I'm so happy for today's episode. First, because we got some amazing questions. Honestly, this episode gets really deep and I'm really excited for you to hear it. But also because we have some really awesome announcements. First announcement is that I have created a Higher Self Community Discord server so we can all chat with each other, share our stories, trade resources, ask for advice, talk about the recent podcast episode, or just, you know, send loving messages to each other. If you've never used Discord before, it's a free voice and text chat app that first started out in the gaming community, but now has taken off as this great place to connect with like-minded people. So we can talk about different topics like higher selfing your relationships or your family or career or healing or anything that we want to address, you know, and anything that we want to help each other out with. It's a space to share and be yourself. And it has a moderator and there are rules and guidelines to protect your safety. Anyone can join the Higher Self Community Discord page, but all Patreon subscribers get access to special private chats on the page that's unavailable to non-Patreon subscribers. So I definitely recommend signing up for the Patreon and getting access to the Discord channel that way. The second announcement is I want to talk to y'all about our total revamp of our Patreon page. The Patreon page used to be mostly focused on the EXO Higher Self podcast, but I wanted to expand it to be more about the Higher Self community. So we are still going to be putting up bonus episodes every other Friday of EXO Higher Self, and you can get access to those for the family tier on our Patreon page. And in addition, and this I'm really excited about, I'm going to be doing monthly live Zoom Higher Self talks and Q&As. That's right, every month I will be hosting a live Zoom session very similar to the podcast format where I talk a little bit in the beginning and then I can take questions directly from you in the Zoom session. You can join these live Zooms when you sign up as an angel or miracle tier on our Patreon page. And as a special offer, if you sign up to be a patron before the first live Zoom session, September 25th, then no matter what tier you are, you can attend that first live show. Cool, huh? Another addition we added to the Patreon page is I created a special Higher Self Inspirational playlist on Spotify. It took me a really long time to put this together. You know, sometimes you need a little music to get you in the mood. And I just put some of my favorite stuff on there that kind of get me into that loving place within me. And if you sign up to be a miracle, you get access to that private playlist as well. And in addition to that, you also get a free EXO Higher Self t-shirt. Yes, I just made the cute, I'm sorry, but they are just like the cutest shirts, really. I have to pat myself on the back about this. I just designed them and the front of the t-shirt says, I love you and so does your higher self. So cute. And when you sign up to be a miracle, you get the bonus episodes, the live Zoom, the t-shirt, the playlist, and you get early access to my music. Yes, I know some of you don't know I am a musician, but I am. And I'm about to put out all this new music. I've been taking a break from music for a while, and I'm really excited to share it with you guys. All right, so just to wrap it up, Discord server is launching today. New Patreon page where you can get bonus episodes, live Zooms with me, higher self playlists, t-shirts, early access to my music. And you can just help us keep this community going. You know, when I first started doing the higher self memes on Instagram in 2016, I had no clue that they would resonate so much with people. And it completely changed my life. But the thing about social media is it's very one way. It's really hard to like have conversations there. So this Discord server was a way for us to take the conversation out of social media and chat with each other and for y'all to connect with each other, not just me. Because I know me personally, it can get really lonely, you know, being on this path, thinking you're going through all of this stuff alone. Truth is, we're not. We are all going through it. And we need way more ways to inspire and support each other. And the Patreon page is what's going to keep all of this stuff sustainable. Without patrons, we wouldn't be able to do the podcast. We wouldn't be able to create the Discord server. We wouldn't be able to do the live Zooms. We wouldn't be able to make the merch. All of that stuff takes a lot of time on our end. And the only way we can keep it sustainable is with your help. So now is the perfect time to subscribe to our Patreon. You get that special offer if you sign up before September 25th to be able to attend that live Zoom show. So everyone, after this episode, go to patreon.com/exohigherself and sign up. We will also be putting links in the show notes of how to get directly to the Discord channel, and also how to go to the Patreon. Okay, y'all, that's enough of me chatting. Let's get started on this week's questions. This first question is from an email. Hi, Bunny. So I just got fired from my job. I was an intern at a charity, and I felt I did not put my 100% towards the internship. I did not know how much the internship meant to me until I got fired. I know how silly that sounds, but I really feel awful now for taking advantage of the paid role. Being an immigrant that would need a job to sponsor my visa after I graduate, I feel this was a way to sabotage my chance with this charity. Now I'm searching for a job. I feel each application I send to employers is not good enough and that I'm going to end up sabotaging my career regardless. My friend claimed that she feels I was slacking because I was not challenged enough. To some extent, I believe her, but it does not get rid of the fact that I do not have any source of income at the moment and I ruined my chance working with a fantastic charity. Now I have loads of time. I am in my thoughts a lot and I am constantly feeling so lonely. I was talking to this guy a lot, but he stopped talking to me as frequently. I also texted my ex, which I know was very toxic of me. I feel I've spiraled into self-sabotage phase that is hard for me to get out of. I was once a hard worker and career-driven person, but now it seems I have lost that person completely. Now I only crave for some sort of dramatic attention. What is your advice to keep going and to move forward? You're absolutely amazing. I love you so much. Thank you so much for your time. I have this meme that says, "Why do I self-sabotage? Higher self. because it feels comfortable to be able to predict the outcome of your behavior. A lot of times we are unconsciously afraid of succeeding because that means we'll have to change and face unknowns. If you always do the same thing, like text your ex, it's pretty predictable how you will feel. If you don't give it your all at your job, it's pretty predictable that you will stay in the same emotionally distant place. It's comfortable. Sometimes I think of when I was in college and I remember how I kind of just didn't give it my all. I barely made it through and I regret not fully being present in my classes just for the sake of learning and taking full advantage of the experience. I was so distracted with the relationship drama that I was going through and I was going out all the time and I just wasn't invested in myself. We self-sabotage because holding ourselves back feels familiar. And sometimes our egos get in the way of us being humble enough to do the work. Okay, so you didn't give it your all at this internship, and as a result, you got fired. But now is now, and now is the time to give it your all. There is no point in throwing in the towel just because you're afraid it's too late. First of all, that fear is the same lack of confidence that held you back in the first place. Allow yourself to shine. So much of the time we diminish our light. And for what? What does it serve to make yourself smaller than you are? Who does it serve to engage in behavior you know isn't good for you? If you think it's just easier to not try, let me tell you something, it's not easier. Everything in your being wants you to evolve and grow. Every part of your spirit knows there is a divine path in front of you should you choose to follow it. All it takes is a change in your attitude toward what you actually deserve in your life. Look, anything worthwhile in this world takes courage. Love takes courage. I first heard that line from Maya Angelou during an interview she gave, and it stayed with me ever since. Love takes courage. Loving yourself takes courage. The word inspire originated from a Latin word meaning to breathe life into. I want you to take a deep breath right now. Breathe in what the universe is trying to give you. Breathe in the love that you deserve. Breathe in your power. Breathe in your light. Breathe in your courage. Breathe in your creativity. Breathe in your strength. At every moment, there is an opportunity for you to shine every single moment. Not just at a job, but even when you're alone at your own house. Even when there's nobody watching, you shine because that is your nature. You feel lonely because you've forgotten your spirit, but your higher self never left. Your higher self has been waiting for you to come knocking on the door of your own awakening. Only you can keep going down your path.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So this is pretty tricky. I've been a listener, a follower since like before the podcast started. And when I heard it was starting, my initial thought was how great it was. And then after hearing a few episodes, I really wanted to submit a question, but I find it really hard. And also you don't play a lot of, or you don't get a lot of questions maybe from Australian listeners. So I worry that people will know who I am. Probably a bit of a silly thing, but I do have anxiety. And I've thought for so many times what I could ask, and I've heard so many questions that I've thought I've related to, again, reminding us of the wholeness and the fact that everyone's going through the same collective suffering and happiness and all that stuff. I've also wanted to submit responses to a few questions, but I tend to forget which episode they're in, and I can get a little overwhelmed because of my mental health issues. But essentially, the crux of it all, the biggest question that I've always had is why am I here? Like, I know that I'm here to make people happy and spread love and light and joy, because that's the only thing that I do that makes me feel whole and that I know that I'm good at. But, like, for a bit of context, I've had, like, I'm considered disabled, but everything's invisible. I have a myriad of illnesses and I had to fight to get funding and help from my government, and I struggle with everyday life, and I'm constantly wondering, why am I here? What is the point? Like, what? It's just so hard all the time. And context warning, I will discuss some self-harm. I have hurt myself a lot, and I have been in hospital a lot, and I've done a lot of damage to myself in my life, and I am frustrated that it hasn't worked, but I'm also frustrated that I've been through all of that. So I guess I'm kind of rambling now, but my main question is, like, why? Like, if life is suffering, and if some people have so many mental illnesses and other physical illnesses that they find it hard just to do basic things, why be here? Why suffer? Even simple things like, well, it's not simple having a relationship, but, you know, being in a relationship with someone who's loving and kind and supportive and aware of everything you're going through is just so challenging. Like, and then I wonder, just these simple things that I struggle with, is it me? Is it my mental health? Or is this something that everyone's going through? Are we all just struggling with all the menial, I don't know how to say it, all the little tasks that we have to do every day? It's everyone struggling. I don't know. I really don't know. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I thought I really should just do this. I've been thinking about it for so long. So here it is. That's my question. Why be here? Why do this? Especially when it's so hard. And thank you, Bunny. Love everything that you do. So grateful for the community. Thank you, everyone. Okay, goodbye.
Well, thank you for sending in your question and for your vulnerability. I'm really glad that you decided to. Why am I here? That is a question we all ask ourselves. And the answer that I believe is that we are all here to awaken and evolve to the consciousness of love. Love is much more than our culture teaches us. It's more than romance. It's beyond attachment. It's a state of awareness where you can feel the connection you have to all the divine creative energy of the universe. It is bliss, oneness, wholeness. It's who you are beyond your human form, the one consciousness with which we came here and the consciousness where we will return. When we entered into our human form, and were socialized by our learned hierarchical beliefs, our LHBs, we fell asleep. We lost our connection to our wholeness and to our worth and to our true nature. And now, from this sleep, we are awakening through unlearning and evolving our consciousness. Now you can ask me, well, why is there suffering? On the one hand, there is suffering because people create unnecessary suffering by hurting others when they have forgotten their own worth. That form of suffering doesn't have to happen, and part of our role here is to share our awakened selves with the world so that others will be inspired by that love and awaken as well. We are here to end the cycle of abuse and harm, because unless we do it, it will be the end of our species. This really is about our next evolutionary shift. We are here to heal our wounds and help others heal. We are here to transform the system to be representative of all people so that people like you and me who do suffer from mental illness can get the type of support that we need and help to rebuild a world where love and compassion is the highest priority. Now, there's another side of suffering. And that suffering is simply part of the human condition. Everyone dies. People fall ill. There is loss. There is pain. You know the story of Siddhartha, the prince who wanted to attain enlightenment, so he went out of the safety of his castle and the privilege of his life to see and experience suffering? And the lesson is not to deny the suffering that exists, but to be able to transcend it. by knowing you are so much more than this human experience. The path of our higher selves is the awakening path. It's following the guidance of love to help end unnecessary suffering on the planet, while also connecting to the inner peace inside you that transcends it. You are spirit and human. This is what I believe. Now, I'm not saying all of this to convince anyone listening that I have all the answers, because I don't. And one helpful thing for me on this path is acknowledging I don't need to have all the answers. The thing is, language cannot ultimately describe what is indescribable. You are consciousness becoming conscious of yourself. Even you sharing this voicemail is part of the awakening collective consciousness. And that is what love is. Your honesty, your vulnerability, your humanness, all of it is part of the one. Your higher self is the part of you that knows this, that recognizes this, that has always known your power, that never forgot. Your mental illness, believe it or not, is a gateway to your awakening, because it is teaching you the importance of self-acceptance and compassion. It's teaching you that we live in a neurodiverse world, that not all of our brains work the same. It's teaching you that your mind is a tool, but it's not the wholeness of who you are. The reason why I say it's so important to connect with your higher self through meditation or writing is because it grounds you in your spiritual power, so that the ups and downs of life do not take you down. At the beginning of your voicemail, you said, "Yeah, I know I'm here to share love and light because that's what I'm good at, but..." Well, what could be a greater purpose than that? Why is that not enough? What I think you're forgetting is how important you are. You are not separate from every other being. You are integral. You are part of me and I am part of you. You are needed here. That is your purpose. The following question is from an email. Dear Bunny, 2 years ago, I was excited to restart my life with a new career in Japan. This was my dream. Unfortunately, I never made it because a month before I was set to fly out, I began feeling pain in my ankles around an old surgery wound, and 2 weeks before the move, I could hardly walk. I still don't know what caused this since there was no acute injury. My doctor strongly advised that I take it seriously and rest and recover since my tendons were inflamed and at risk of tearing again. So I took heed of his advice and stayed in the States. Since I had already found someone to take over my lease and NYC is not ADA friendly, I moved back in with my parents in Arizona to a city where I have no friends and was extremely isolated. I thought I would need 3 months to recover, but it ended up taking me 6 months to get back into jogging, which I achieved in early March 2020. Then, as you know, the pandemic hit. As someone with healthy anxiety, this was my nightmare and still is. I'm sure others can relate, but I've spent the last 2 years holed up in my parents' house, afraid to venture out. And when I do, I'm faced with intense anxiety and fear of becoming a carrier. It hasn't gotten any easier for me to live like this. When COVID first hit, I stopped going to physical therapy, so much of my progress was lost. I'm back in PT now, but I struggle with these pains. I feel like I'm constantly begging my body to ease up on me since a slew of other mysterious aches and pains set over the last year. I'm doing my best to cope, but I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm still in Arizona with my parents. I caught COVID last month, and while I'm grateful that I was vaccinated and had mild recovery, it was still a traumatizing and emotionally draining experience. For 2 years, I've sacrificed my mental and emotional health for the sake of my physical health, and yet I still failed. Lately, I've been feeling existentially down. Gone are the days of big dreams. Now I just desperately hope to survive each day without the walls crashing down. I'm trying, though. I go to acupuncture, journal, and talk to a therapist regularly. I'm trying to mend my relationship with my body that causes me so, so much anxiety. But I could use some help. I would appreciate any advice on how to foster more trust, love, and forgiveness toward my body and my higher self. Hi, sweetie. I'm sorry this time has been so challenging for you. You said in your email, for years you have sacrificed your mental and emotional health for your physical health, and you still failed. Okay, I just want to break this statement down a bit. First of all, your mental and emotional and physical health are all connected. You cannot sacrifice one for the other. They're not in competition. They are there to support one another as one working ecosystem. Second of all, you have not failed. Your body has not failed. You are healing. You've been in physical therapy. Having issues with your body is not failing at anything. I'm hearing you judge and belittle yourself. I'm hearing you put down your body for its supposed shortcomings. This is not your higher self speaking. This is your fear of not being good enough. It's true, these past couple of years have been hard for all of us. The pandemic is tragic and scary. The world's problems seem to be so complex, there will never be a solution. But this is what life is. It's ups and downs. It's good times and bad. It's gains and it's losses. The path of your higher self is the witness to what happens, but it also transcends what happens. You are so much more than the story you have written me. You are a divine spirit connected to the creative love of the universe. There is a place inside you, inside of your heart, where all your real power lies. It never goes away. But when we only focus on the outside world, we lose our connection to our inner power. And that is what you must work towards now. It's amazing that you are in therapy. Truly it is. But I also want you to get in touch with who you are beyond your story, beyond what your job is, beyond where you live, beyond the state of your aches and your pains. Who are you when all of that is stripped away? What is left in that quietness of your heart? Have you listened lately? Have you channeled in? Ironically, when we access our spirit, the part of us that transcends our physical form, we actually connect to exactly what we need to heal our relationship to our bodies. What our bodies want from us is love, compassion, patience, care, and gratitude. We have a relationship with our bodies that must be nurtured, not shamed. Imagine your body was your child who was trying to do the best they could at the chores that you assigned your child to do. And some of the chores they did well at and some they didn't do the best. Well, what do you think would be more helpful? Focusing on everything they did wrong or focusing on what they did right? Encouraging them with love or shaming them for not being good enough? You don't need to forgive your body because it has done nothing wrong. This is why I say your emotional and mental state is connected to your physical one. The issues with your body are showing you the places in your thoughts and emotions where you stop being kind to yourself. The places in you where you believe you're not good enough. The places in you where you don't have faith in your capacity to transcend and work through all of this stuff. And all of that perspective also affects your physical healing and how you feel in your body. And you get stuck in this cycle where you're in pain and so you feel emotionally in pain in reaction to that. And that emotional stress doesn't help heal the physical pain. These past couple of years, you have been surviving a global pandemic. Can I just say that again? Not just to you, but to everyone who is listening and to myself. We have all been surviving a global pandemic. How is that not enough? Really, we are so unnecessarily hard on ourselves. And it keeps us from enjoying the blessings we do have in our life. It keeps us from just letting ourselves be happy, even from little things like the sun shining or the birds chirping or a yummy ice cream cone or whatever it is, the simple things. We rob ourselves of that. All we do when we get into this cycle is focus on what we don't have. Hun, I don't think that you are in a slump. I think you are on the precipice of a new level of your spiritual awakening. An awakening where you realize that all this self-shaming and blaming is showing its face because it's time for you to tell it to hit the road. You have a super bright future ahead of you. It's time for you to let your light shine and enjoy the process because you are truly a blessing. Trust that. That is the energy that will keep you going. The energy of love. The following question is from an email. Hi, Bunny. Thank you for all that you do. I've listened to all your podcast episodes, including your bonus ones, and they always help me tune into the awareness of love. Recently, I've been struggling with feeling beautiful. I am a queer Black femme, and I realize the standard of beauty is Eurocentric and heteronormative. I still can't shake the feeling of being ugly. It's starting to affect my mood more and more. I know my higher self realizes my beauty, but how do I tap into that? Affirmations and shadow work have been helping, but I'd like to know any other insights you have. Sending all my love. Hey, babe, thank you for your question. You know, our learned hierarchical beliefs, our LHBs, are really tough to let go of because seeing ourselves and the world beyond that hierarchical lens is how our consciousness is evolving. It's not like we just have a realization and then are living in an entirely different reality. No, it's a slow process. It's the process of the evolution of our species. And like other evolutions of species, it takes time, right? In order for humanity to survive on this planet, we have to evolve to see beyond the idea that some people are more worthy than others, beyond the biases we have been conditioned to see. Otherwise, we will continue to destroy the planet because greed is the sickness of an unconscious feeling of unworthiness. People want more, thinking it will make them more. But of course, it's never enough. So at the root of the world's suffering is humanity not realizing its inherent worth. And we have created all of these ways of ranking who we are in the scale of worthiness, right? Through the shape of our bodies, how much money we have, what race we are, our social status, our physical ability, you name it. It's like we are all walking around in a world of illusions. And now we are beginning to wake up to the truth, i.e. the inherent value in all humans. It's like taking off a pair of sunglasses you didn't even know you had on to see the vivid beauty in all things like you've never seen before. So don't be surprised that even if your higher self knows you're beautiful, there's still a part of you that tells you it's not true. The key is to stop believing those thoughts every time you have them. You said you feeling ugly is seeming to affect your mood more and more. I don't think it's affecting your mood more. I think you are becoming more conscious of how it affects you more. And you are just becoming more and more over it. So it feels more frustrating. And I totally understand how you feel. This process is frustrating, especially when we have glimpsed something better, right? But what will help you is to be patient and compassionate with yourself when you notice you're having those thoughts. Gently tell yourself, okay, that's enough for today. Doing affirmations like you said you were doing is a great way to remind yourself of your truth. So keep doing that. Another thing is that noticing what activity or environments trigger those feelings helps too. Like if you start feeling that way when you spend too much time on social media, it means it's time to log off. We can help ourselves by noticing this stuff. You are beautiful inside and out. We all are. It's just not all of us are evolved enough to see ourselves in the full spectrum of beauty. Remember, every time you look in the mirror and feel inadequate, you are hallucinating. All right, sweethearts, that wraps up episode 55. Thank you so much for being here. Please, please, please subscribe to our Patreon. I would really love to see all of y'all on the first live Zoom. It would be amazing to have a big audience and to be able to answer some of your questions directly. Go to patreon.com/exohigherself. We are also putting a link down to connect you to the Discord server. the Higher Self Community Discord server, where we can all chat with each other, text, send a voice message, upload photos, you know, however we want to connect. We can keep the discussion going from that podcast episode on the Discord channel. We can react to each other's questions, you know, like how we've been doing the listener responses. You know, that's really what I want to get into, is like helping keeping this stuff sustainable. Because honestly, we can tell ourselves this over and over and over again. It never really gets old, because we're always going to need that support living in this world. We are in a very transitional time in the evolution of humanity. And that's why things don't feel stable, right? Things don't feel stable because a lot of the systems, the ways that we've been doing things, are showing itself to be breaking down, and rightfully so. So we can't hold on to these structures that we were born into. We have to hold on to each other through love. Love is our stability. Love sustains us. Love keeps us safe, okay? All right, I'll see y'all on the Discord channel and our Patreon page. I love you so much, and so does your higher self. Okay, bye.
EXO Higher Self is recorded in Brooklyn, New York, hosted by me, Bunny Michael, produced by Kara Gilvey, with original music and sound mixing by Michael Bihari.